There's a new housing development going up near the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento, just north of the Tahoe Park neighborhood. And this is on top of another housing development that's nearly finished. Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Scott.
Morning, Steve.
So why is there so much interest in building homes near the Med Center?
You know, this looks like it's sort of a hot spot right now. It's where the proposed Aggie Square project is going to be, which is a partnership between UC Davis and the city of Sacramento to create a kind of technology hub and a hub of employment and community activity. And usually when you see projects like this, you'll also see interest from developers in developing land around it.
And where exactly would it be?
325 Fairgrounds Road. It's just over 8.5 acres, and the developer behind the project is Western American Properties.
And how many homes are we talking about here?
Looks to be about almost 70 single-family lots on the property. Currently, there are no structures on it. This would be, as you mentioned before, on top of another project that's near completion, a 44-unit project on Fairgrounds Road as well.
In downtown Sacramento, it looks like the plug has finally been pulled on that ambitious Vanir Tower proposal. This is that high-rise project that would have been at 6th and J Streets. It's been on again and off again for the past 4 years. What happened? Is this project dead?
The city said to the developers, hey, you know, this has been sitting around for 4 years now. It's time to either move ahead with the project or we might need to pull the plug. So Vanir ended up sending a letter to the city and saying, we're not going to end up doing this 26-story project, but we have something else in the works. Now, what those details are on that new project, it's unclear, but there are some rumors floating around.
What's floating around?
Well, what sources have told the Business Journal is that they may be considering something similar to the Kimpton Sawyer, which is the hotel near the Kings Arena, which would feature office space, retail on the ground floor, hotels, and then residential condos as well.
Also downtown, developers of the Sacramento Commons housing project are taking a pretty big step toward construction. This is on 7th Street.
Yeah, 7th Street between N and P Streets. It looks like a pretty ambitious building. It's going to be about 218 units with ground floor retail. And currently, right now, there are some high-rise apartments at the location, and those will be torn down to make way for the new Sacramento Commons.
So after they tear those buildings down, what will they replace them with?
It looks like it's going to be 4 mid-rise apartment buildings and potentially 3 taller residential apartment buildings as well, with a combination of apartments, condos, and potentially hotel rooms.
And Sacramento could soon be getting a new marijuana dispensary on Franklin Boulevard. This place would be a lot different than other cannabis outlets in the city.
Yeah, this is a really interesting project that a local cannabis entrepreneur named Anthony Vasquez is behind. He's the owner of 515 Broadway, a dispensary on Broadway, and he's looking to relocate that location to a spot on 5240 Franklin Boulevard. He'll operate the dispensary under the name Canna Company, and there's actually a similar location under that same name proposed for downtown Davis. What's interesting about this location is it'll not only feature a dispensary, delivery, and some manufacturing, but Vasquez also plans to open a cafe at the location as well. And this cafe will serve coffee and light fare, but also he will be pushing for the city to allow on-site consumption of cannabis, which is, to my understanding, unique to Sacramento.
Yeah, so that could create some issues?
You know, it could create some hurdles in terms of getting sign-off from the city. It's something that the city hasn't really broached yet. It's something that in San Francisco they've been experimenting with, but this would definitely be a new step forward. Vasquez says that he's confident he can work with the city and convince them that this is a good idea, and it could reflect a kind of sea change in the nature of dispensaries here in Sacramento. You know, they tend to be not exactly places where people hang out and socialize. Sometimes they have security. Sometimes you have to check in as soon as you get there. This would kind of reframe it as a social environment where people can go purchase their products and hang out for a little bit afterwards if they'd like.
Scott Rodd of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.